This title is narrated with virtual voice. Computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Brazen Temptress by Elizabeth Boyle. Chapter 1. London, 1813. These acts of predation must cease. The judge's voice boomed throughout the oak-paneled courtroom. The black-robed magistrate of the Admiralty Court continued his high-pitched rail at the ragtag group of prisoners standing before him. The tattered lot shuffled their feet, the chains binding them together, rattling as if in punctuation to the judge's rambling dissertation on their fate. In the last bench near the doorway, the Lord Admiral shook his head. Leave it to Porter to use such a top-lofty speech on an illiterate pack of thieves, he whispered to his companion, Captain William Johnston. Practicing for his turn in the House of Lords, I'd wager, Captain Johnston replied. Porter's father had been poorly of late, and it was well known that Porter was pulling at the tide for the old man to stick his fork in the wall, leaving him free to resign from the Admiralty bench and assume his father's title and seat. If only Captain Johnston could be so lucky to have a dying father, at least a wealthy titled one. Instead, he was the fifth son of a poor fisherman who had barely a net to cast out, let alone a title. No, Will Johnston, unlike his well-connected friends, had through his own talents risen to the rank of captain in His Majesty's Navy. Still, what was a captain without a ship? A poor excuse for a sailor marooned ashore on half pay, that's what he was. He barely listened to the proceedings before them, for he knew that Porter loved the sound of his own voice, and the poor buggers would be half dead before they ever saw the hangman. He was almost as anxious as the smugglers to learn what Porter had in store for them. For when they were done, he'd learn his fate as well. The Lord Admiral hadn't dragged him down here to Porter's courtroom if it wasn't for some reason. Peter Cotwell, Lord Admiral of His Majesty's Navy, didn't do anything without a reason. Will held out a tenuous hope that Peter didn't need a favor, rather that he was about to extend one. A ship. The Lord Admiral had the largesse and the power to grant one. And Will needed a ship, almost as much as he needed a drink. Shifting in his seat, he crossed his arms over his chest and held back the shakes threatening to reveal his poor condition to the very man who could give him what he wanted. He'd kept his promise to his dear Mary and not taken a drop this morning before his meeting with the Lord Admiral. The Lord Admiral. Will glanced over at the man beside him, his pressed and crisp uniform glittering in sharp contrast to the wrinkled tatters worn by the prisoners. A real laugh it was to see Peter Cotwell strutting about in an admiral's uniform. An admiral? Why, he, Cotwell, and Porter had been nothing but frightened boys when they'd first sailed together some 40 years ago on the Faithful. Now look at them. Peter was an admiral, Porter, a respected magistrate, and Will, a tired, broken captain. Still, Peter wouldn't have called him down here to meet with Porter if it wasn't to toast Will's new ship. The image of the beautiful lady rose up before his weary eyes. Beneath his feet, he could almost feel the pitch of the deck as the bonny new ship danced with the waves, the sun in his eye as he charted a new course, the smell of tar and pitch and new paint filling his nostrils. Never mind that a war raged out on those seas. A man could forget about his thirst when such things surrounded him, ruled his life. The merchants are all up in arms, not to mention some rather high-ranking investors in the House of Lords. Why, after that damned pirate Darius sunk the Greco...